We're recording. You can do the intro. You still there? Either the connection's dropped or you've gotten stage fright.
No. I haven't got stage fright. This is a rubbish intro.
It's pretty bad. Do you want me to do it?
No, I'll try.
Go. This isn't working.
Give me a chance.
No, I can't hear you. There's a problem.
Oh, you can't hear me?
Yes, I wasn't criticising your intro skills.
Oh, okay.
I can hear you now, fine. All right.
Okay.
You do the intro. Go.
Hello. No, no. Oh, hello. My name's Graham, and this is Zeke.
Hi.
And this is a talk about 3 minutes and 16 seconds. And, we pick subjects to talk about for that time. So normally Zeke would ask me to pick a number,
mm-hmm.
but on this occasion I'm going to ask Zeke to pick the number.
Okay, Graham, how's this going to work? Right, I choose number 11.
What's 11?
So I'm going to have to tell you the topic anyway.
Yeah.
Let's start the countdown timer. So we've got 3 minutes and 16 seconds. That's the optimal length of time before people's attention spans tend to wander. I'm going to start the clock now. And today's topic is meet and greets. Graham, you're a musician. Have you ever done meet and greets with your fans?
Yeah.
Have you ever charged for a meet and greet?
No.
I was reading the other day that Justin Bieber charges $2,000 to get a selfie with him.
He's a chump.
He really is, isn't he? $2,000.
What's wrong with the fella?
Oh, what's right with him?
I guess, but... like, I just think, like... at what point do you then get cocky enough to say, yeah, but it'll cost you? Do you know what I mean? Like...
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Like, at what point do you get that conceited that you think, yeah, a photo of me is worth $2,000?
What's he going to do with $2,000 anyway? I mean, he's already got loads anyway. Like, just stop robbing from... He's like the Sherwood of Nottingham.
Yes, yeah, he is. And yeah, because, I mean, he's got teenage fans. So they don't have $2,000.
Well, no, but the parents do, don't they?
Yeah, that's true. But, oh, come on, no parents can be that stupid, are they? Probably. Who knows?
Very likely. Very likely. But I just think it's... I think it's a bit disgraceful, really. I mean, like...
It is.
You know, why you take advantage of your fans? Your fans are your friends.
Yeah, I mean, they did put him where he is. And like you say, $2,000 is nothing to him.
And, like, that's it even if he shows up. Like, you know, that gig.
Yeah, that's true. He's notorious for not turning up to his own concerts, isn't he?
Well, imagine that. $2,000, you know, waiting around for 2 hours. You know, two o'clock in the morning comes, where's Justin? You know, not only have you given him $2,000, which makes you the chump, but also makes you a sad act.
It does. You're getting really impassioned about this one.
Well, I am a little bit, because, like, you know, he's like I said, he's a bit of a so-and-so. And you're more of a so-and-so for fuel in the fire. Don't do it.
Yeah, you're a bit of a chump if you pay that amount of money.
Yeah.
Would you ever pay to go like, backstage and meet someone?
Like, because there was this competition where Thrice, my favourite band...
Mm-hmm. Mine too. Mine too.
Yeah. And they said, if you sell 10 tickets to a group of friends, you will be in with the chance of getting a backstage gig with Thrice.
That's okay, isn't it? I think that's acceptable.
I nearly got 10 tickets just to go there by myself.
That would have cost you a fortune. That would have cost, what, 300, 400 quid?
Maybe, but it would have been worth it. Imagine that, private audience with your
family. That would be kind of cool. That would be kind of cool. I nearly paid to meet Jason Mraz.
Did you?
Yeah, but that was a lot of money. I think that was like 200 quid, and I thought, I'm not that fussed to just meet a guy.
Yeah, he's, you know what I mean? He's a bit of a strange one as well, isn't he?
I don't know, is he? Yeah, I suppose. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, very nice guy, but like, it's just, I could imagine that kind of meeting either going very well or really not very well.
I've seen meet and greet videos, and they're always awkward affairs for like everyone involved. I don't really see the point. But anyway, that's the end of the show. Leave us a comment. Let us know if you would ever meet and greet someone, or if you have met and greet someone. We'll catch you next time.
Last quick one.
Bye.
Bye.